This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Word association now. I say oysters, and you think, really? I think Tomales Bay in California or Damariscotta, Maine. The South is also big into oysters, Florida, Louisiana, but now Georgia wants more of this shellfish action. From WABE in Atlanta, Molly Samuel reports.
Oysters grow wild on Georgia's coast, but they're not those big individual ones. The ones here grow in clumps with lots of them stuck together, great for throwing over a fire at an oyster roast, but not what people expect at a nice restaurant. Just ask Joe Maley, who harvests oysters on the coast south of Savannah.
The locals love them. They know how to deal with them. But you get too far up the road and people say, what's that?
He'd like to see Georgia oysters compete in restaurants with those from other states, which right now they don't.
Yeah, we're getting our lunch eaten, if you will.
So the University of Georgia has opened the state's first oyster hatchery to grow the kinds of oysters that restaurants want. Thomas Bliss is the director of UGA's Shellfish Research Lab. He pulls a big, round tub out of a tank that's full of seawater. When the water drains out of a screen on the bottom, we can see what looks like grains of sand. They're baby oysters.
They're about 1 to 2 millimeters in size right now.
It's really hard to believe that this is even living things that we're looking at.
Yes,
it
is.
So tiny.
They are very tiny. We estimate we have probably about 50 to 100,000 oysters in this one.
In this one, and there's 5 of them here?
Yes. So
there's like 500,000
potentially
baby oysters.
500,000 baby oysters within this one little area.
They'll let these oysters get a little bigger, then give them to growers for free to put out in the water. Growers like John Pelly. He took me out on his skiff to see his laboratory oysters out in the wild. They're in a big net bag.
They don't look too bad.
But Pelly says not all of them have made it. He's still trying to work out the best conditions to grow the perfect oyster for eating on the half shell. But he's game to keep trying. So maybe, eventually, along with those Hog Island oysters and Kumamoto's, menus will feature Skidaway River oysters from right here in Georgia. I'm Molly Samuel for Marketplace.